This is Earth Notes. These days, genetic and DNA analysis are on the cutting edge of the life sciences. Because each species has a unique DNA fingerprint, its presence can be discovered by this method. The species from Feces Lab at Northern Arizona University examines DNA in animal feces. The lab's memorable motto is aiming to be number one at number two. Researchers can get sampling kits and training in how to use them. Then the lab analyzes the samples and provides results on a searchable database. They investigate mammals, birds, reptiles, fish, and other creatures all over the world. A distinct advantage is that the animals don't have to be captured or handled in the field. Feces can also reveal what animals are eating and if bacteria, fungi, and deadly viruses such as rabies and white nose syndrome are present. One of the lab's specialties is bats. Researchers typically collect guano at roosts under bridges and in caves and mines. Recently, traces of DNA led to identification of a species of bat new to Arizona. In the unusual case of the Mexican long-nosed bat, what's called environmental DNA provided the clues. Volunteers helped researchers gather saliva samples at hummingbird feeders in southeast Arizona. Normally, this nectar-eating bat migrates northward to sip from agave and cactus flowers, but also takes advantage of the sugary liquid at feeders. It's the state's 29th known bat species and is endangered. Ultimately, knowing what species are out there can help agencies and nonprofits better manage and conserve wildlife. This Earth Note was written by Rose Houck and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Melissa Siveney.